WMIE 91.5 FM. When the mountains
look so big. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We pray that all is going well in your life. Excuse me, swallowed wrong there. And that God is doing some great and marvelous things in your life. Today, I want to say thank you to the folks of Jets Concrete. Jets Concrete has been around for decades and decades here in Brevard County, getting things started off on the solid foundation. The Anderson family has been part of Merritt Assembly of God longer than I have, and there's not too many people that can say that. But they have done a number of projects for us at the church. They did projects for me at my house last year, and they've done projects for businesses here that I know of. And they have three E's, and if you listen, you hear me talk about them. They have the expertise, because that's something that you need. You need people who know what they're doing. They also have experience. And not only do they have experience, but they have good experience. If I heard somebody say, if you think that all experience is equal, all you got to do is go to a golf driving range and you will see people hitting golf balls. They've got experience hitting golf balls, but not everybody is good at hitting golf balls. So they have great experience. They know what they're doing, and they have a great work ethic. That means that they want to get in. They want to get the job done. They want to get it done to your satisfaction. And then they want to get out of your way so that you can move forward on your project. So Jits Concrete, their number is 321-536-5804. They are worthy of your consideration. Should you have a concrete project coming up in the near future, you do need to talk to them and see what their schedule availability is and what your timeline is, what the value and the cost factors might be, but let them use their expertise, their networking, their great work ethic, and put their experience to work for you. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804 for Jits Concrete. They are friends of the Refresh Radio program. So we are returning to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. We're going to be looking at verse number 7 today. And Jesus is teaching the disciples, and he said, "Blessed or happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Now, I will start off and by saying this. Thank God that we have received his mercy. His mercy is brand new every day. And so we are very thankful, because we deserved condemnation, but we have received mercy. And that only happens because God sent his son to pay the price for our sins. And Jesus was guilty of nothing that deserved the punishment that he received. And because of his great grace that was manifested on our behalf, we have been the recipients of mercy. So, because of what we have received, we are also supposed to be practitioners of mercy, and that means that we should be distributors of it, not just recipients of it. So it says that we shall obtain mercy, that many this is one of the things that I have noticed in my pastoral encounters with people, is that many people seek mercy for themselves. Many people seek mercy when they're caught doing something wrong. Many people seek mercy because of their close personal relationship with someone. And it is perfectly fine to be seeking mercy, but also I find that many of those people who are pleading for mercy on their behalf are not very good at dispensing mercy to those around them. And I will say this, the farther we get away from God as an individual or as a church or as a nation, the farther we get away from God, the less mercy we are going to dispense. The devil does not practice mercy. It is a foreign concept for him. He specializes in condemnation. He wants you, as miserable as he is, he wants you experiencing his future instead of the future that God has in store for you. So, thank God for his mercy. Mercy is when I don't get what I rightly deserve. And so, a lot of times people will say, well, I didn't deserve that. I got corrected for something that I didn't deserve. And because my brain doesn't work the same way that a lot of other people's brains work, I ask them this question. Have you ever done something that you did deserve correction, did deserve maybe a speeding ticket? Have you ever done something that you deserve to be corrected, reprimanded, whatever, and yet you didn't get the treatment that you deserved? And they said, well, yes. I said, did you have a problem with that? Because we tend to filter things through ourselves. I know people who have adjusted their theology because they have great love for their family members and they cannot comprehend. They don't want to entertain the reality that the Bible says that people who are doing the things that their family members are doing are going to miss out on the blessings of an eternity with Jesus Christ. And so they've adjusted their theology, and it seems merciful. It seems like they're showing mercy. Well, they can't miss heaven because they're my child, or they're my sibling, or they're my parent, or whatever it might be. They adjust their theology because of the relationship. And I want you to know that that is an unjust standard. One of the most merciful things that we can do is tell people the truth. There are a lot of people who go around and tell people lies and things like that, thinking that they're being merciful to them. But in actuality, they are not, because they are not allowing the person to confront the problem that they're having in their life that needs to be addressed. So I've said this for a number of years, and that is, when I have to go to the doctor, I don't want the doctor to tell me what I want to hear. I want the doctor to tell me the truth. And right now I'm walking through that reality. Over the course of, you know, several weeks, I've been dealing with things. I went to a doctor for a periodic checkup, and as a result of that periodic checkup, there was some activity that took place. Because of that activity, I'm going to be facing a few procedures here over the next few weeks. And it's not because the doctor did anything wrong. They actually did things right. And so they said, we need to take care of this as a precaution. And if there's a problem there, we need to address that problem. Nothing life-threatening or anything like that. It's just inconvenient. But had they said, you know, let's just go ahead and let that thing simmer. Let's let it fester. Let's let it grow and get deep, more deeply enrooted. Then that approach could have caused me some greater challenges down the line. So mercy gives people the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether it is a popular opinion, whether it is something that they didn't want to hear, whether they do want to hear. Mercy says, this is what needs to be done. And so I have a different attitude towards the concept of repentance than many other people do. Repentance is a dirty word in many Christian circles. People think that I'm okay, you're okay, nobody needs to repent, we're all just getting better and better and better. And in doing that, it doesn't confront the root of sin, the root of bitterness that can take hold in a person's life. It conceals the reality that we've got to deal with our sin nature, and that the only way to deal with that sin nature is through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author and the epitome of mercy. So, like I said, I went to that one doctor's appointment. I went to another doctor's appointment a week after that one. And this was just for a prescription refill. I haven't had any daily maintenance medications, except for a very short season, and that has been done away with for a while. And so I go to this other appointment for my prescription medication, and I walked out with a number of other medical appointments. And so for the past few weeks, six to 8 weeks or so, I've never had so many doctor's appointments in all my life. And I go to this one doctor's appointment, and they said, you know, you've had this situation for a number of years now. And I said, yeah. And the way it had been presented to me is, you know, up until that point in time is, you know, it's kind of inconvenient. It's, you know, not great that you got to deal with that. Feel sorry for you about that. Nothing really too much that you need to be concerned about. But I went to this doctor's appointment, and they said, you know, this is really something that we need to address, because if we don't address it, it could cause future problems down the road. It's like, I'll tell you the mindset that I had while I was sitting there. I want to thank you for sharing that information with me, because I want to deal with things while they're small and inconsequential, rather than when they grow up to be great, big, monstrous problems. And so I considered that one of the best doctor's visits that I ever had in my life, even though it didn't give me the news that I wanted to hear, it says there is something that we can do to address the problem. So the other option for a lack of mercy is to be condemning, where you say, nope, you did it, you deserve it, you're going to get it, and I'm not going to intervene. And the truth of the matter is that if you have been a recipient of mercy, you've obtained it, it's something that has been given to you by God, that mercy you've received should be transformative in your life in the way that you deal with other people. I have encountered a few people in my life, and I came away from interacting with them and made statements like this: their next act of mercy will be their first act of mercy. They may talk mercy, but they do not practice it. And that is a serious problem, because Jesus said the measure that you use will be the measure that is used for you. It's how you are going to be treated by God. And it's always good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In other words, if you and I don't allow the mercy that we have received to transform us into being agents of mercy, then we are going to contaminate and invalidate the mercy that we have received in our own lives. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's true. So there was the servant who owed an astronomical debt, and the person that he owed the debt to wiped the whole thing away, and then that guy went out and found a person that owed him relatively small, comparison speaking, debt, and he said, nope, I'm not canceling it. I'm throwing you into the debtor's prison, and you're not getting out until you pay me everything that you owe. And word got back to the person that had forgiven that guy's debt, and he said, let's reinstate that, and you can spend some time in that jail until you pay me everything that you owe. And he would never would have been able to pay that money back. So if you have received mercy, you and I should be merciful. We should treat others with mercy. And that lifestyle, that mindset, creates in us a situation where we realize at every turn that we're blessed. And that is fantastic. It's glorious. It's wonderful. That's what we want. Being a bitter, angry, condemning person is not the path to being happy. It's the path to misery. And you and I, if we don't want to find ourselves there, Jesus teaches us, if you receive mercy, dispense mercy. And that doesn't always mean just saying, oh, well, it's no big deal. Sometimes that mercy says, you know, there's a better way to do this, to where you don't end up, failing at what you set out to do. So merciful is not just saying, okay, we're going to wipe that debt away. Mercy also comes along and says, this is the way that we can avoid finding ourselves back in this position again. And so I pray that you are not carrying around bitterness and unforgiveness in your life for things that may have happened decades ago. Now, I can remember things that people have done to me through the years that I don't feel were just. I don't feel they were deserved. But I also look at situations and say, you know, I could have probably done this situation different. I could have done that situation. Some of those situations were in church settings. And when I look back at those, even though they were painful seasons, and even though I didn't feel like I was, wasn't treated with mercy, I can look back on some of those situations and some of those people and say, you know what, God, I can see how you have used that person in your kingdom. I may not agree that they treated me very well. They may think that I didn't treat them very well, but God, I recognize that they have value to the kingdom. And so God, I pray that you would bless them, and, you know, may they experience healing in their body. I pray that, you know, they win people to the kingdom of God. Lord, use them for your glory and your praise. One of the practical ways that you can be a dispenser of mercy, you can be a merciful person, is if you have found yourself in a position where you are the wronged party, the party that wasn't treated well, is you can pray for the person who treated you badly. And I'm going to deal with something out there. There's a verse that sometimes people pray whenever their political opponent is in office, and I am not a fan of it. I'm not a fan. I don't find it humorous. I don't find it funny. People don't picture Jesus whenever they say that. And that is, God, I pray that that person dies. I pray that they die early, and I pray that or that somebody else takes their place. And I understand what it talks about in Scripture. It was a prophetic reference to Judas. It is not something that we are supposed to be praying for those who, you know, disagree with us. We're not supposed to be doing unto others as they've done unto us. We are supposed to be doing unto others as we would have them do to us. And so I've admonished people who's got family members who are in the ministry. I said, look, I would highly advise that you treat your pastors the way that you would want the church that your children serve at, or your grandchildren serve at, or, you know, your mom or your dad. Treat your pastors the way that you want people to treat your family members. Because everything is either a seed sowing opportunity, or it is a sowing or a harvest opportunity. And so I had a person one time that said whenever somebody treated them badly, they would go to prayer and they say, God, am I reaping a harvest for something in my life, or are they sowing seeds for a future harvest in their life? So, you know, a lot of us have sown good seed, but we've all probably got some bad seed in there as well. And I was talking with one of my children, and we were talking about something from decades ago, and I shared with them that, you know, one of the things that you can do is if you've sown some bad seed, that you pray and ask God for crop failure. There's a lot of farmers that suffer losses because they go through the seed sowing process, and then sometimes storms come about, like in Egypt, and the crops are destroyed. Sometimes there's a lack of rain that hinders the growth of the crop. Sometimes it's pest infestations and things like that. And there can be a number of things that cause the crop to not come up the way that the harvest was intended when they sowed the seeds. Well, the same principle can be true in the spirit realm. If you have treated some people in your life in a less than merciful manner, pray that God will give them a forgiving heart, and pray for crop failure so that you do not reap a hundredfold return on bad seed. So we've talked about a number of things here that can result in a greater level of blessing or happiness in the relationship of your life. Blessed are you the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. There's a great deal of joy in the comfort that God brings us. We talked about a few days ago, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Yesterday we talked about blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And today I will tell you this, there is blessings for those who are agents of mercy, who have received mercy in their life, and they put the characteristic of mercy into use in their life so that they show mercy to those around them. And man, what a great way. Wouldn't it be nice to know that when you lay your head on the pillow at night, that the people that you have interacted with, that you have shown them the mercy of God, and that you can go to bed that night, God, would you bless them? Would you bless them with the gift of repentance? Would you bless them with the gift of your word and the gift of salvation? God, would faith arise in their heart? God, would you allow them to see that you can do more for them with them living right than they could ever accomplish by treating people badly? Now, I wish I could promise you that, you know, people aren't going to treat you bad. I really do. Some days you are going to get people who are mad at the world, and they're going to show it. Don't let that toxin invade your system. I pray that you and I would be quick to show mercy and quick to experience the happiness that comes from that lifestyle. God bless you. You have a fantastic day. We'll see you next time right
here. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Waylon Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Waylon specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Waylon Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylonduff.kw. Waylon Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.